World History presents Blitzkrieg, narrated by Sam Devereaux. Introduction. On 1st of September 1939, Hitler invaded Poland. The country needed to be subjugated quickly before Britain and France could intervene. Germany's panzer divisions proved unstoppable. Backed by the Luftwaffe, they smashed through Poland's defenses, destroying roads, bridges, and radio stations. The Polish defended valiantly, but were eventually forced to surrender. By 6th of October, Poland was in German hands. In spring 1940, the Blitzkrieg rolled through Europe again. Within a few months, France, Belgium, Holland, Denmark, and Norway all fell. But when Hitler attacked Britain, he discovered the British were tougher than expected. This issue of bringing history to life tracks the Germans' early advances to discover how a relatively small nation could take a continent by storm. Chapter 1. German troops invade Poland. Adolf Hitler takes a huge gamble when he decides to attack Poland. The country must be defeated quickly to prevent Western European powers, principally Britain and France, from interfering. But the campaign does not go entirely according to the Führer's plan. At dawn on 1st of September 1939, the German battleship SMS Schleswig-Holstein turned its giant guns towards Westerplatte Peninsula on the Polish-Baltic coast near the port city of Danzig, now Gdansk. At 0448, the guns opened up, and 8 shells thundered towards the southeast corner of the city's garrison, creating 3 large holes in its outside wall and setting its oil storage dumps ablaze. A few minutes later, 3 elite divisions of German Marines attacked, but the garrison's small force, numbering around 200 Polish troops, put up a stubborn resistance. At 0622, the Marines radioed the battleship to report that they were retreating following heavy losses. 2.5 hours later, the Marines attacked again, this time reinforced with 60 soldiers from SS Heimwehr. They forced their way through the garrison's outer wall, but their progress was slowed by mines, felled trees, barbed wire, and gunfire. By midday, the demoralized SS soldiers fled, and the Marines, whose captain was wounded, had also had enough. Fighting on the first day had cost 82 German lives, but the peninsula didn't fall. The Germans finally overran the headland after a week of dogged fighting, thanks to the support of a torpedo boat and 60 aircraft, which dropped over 100 bombs. On 7th of September at 0945, the exhausted Polish defenders finally hoisted the white flag. The entire Polish army continued to stubbornly resist despite the Germans being the superior force on paper. The invasion comprised 2 armies of 882,000 and 630,000 men respectively. The first group attacked from the north, while the second advanced from the west and south. The German army was modern and well-organized, while many of the Polish units had been mobilized at the last minute. Hitler expected a quick victory, but the Poles' robust defense spelled potential danger for the Führer's ambitions. The jokers in the pack were Britain and France, World War I's 2 major victors. If Hitler's army became bogged down in a protracted campaign in Poland, Germany's west flank would be left exposed. If Britain and France immediately went on the offensive, they could end the Nazi dictator's campaign before it began. Western powers ruled by frightened men. Hitler had good reason to believe that the 2 great powers would hesitate, however. At the Munich Conference in 1938, he'd insisted that Czechoslovakia cede the predominantly German-speaking Sudetenland to Germany, and both French and British prime ministers, Edouard Daladier and Neville Chamberlain respectively, had agreed to his demands. Their capitulation convinced Hitler that France and Britain were ruled by frightened, easily manipulated men.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?